This is your Northwest Report for Wednesday, March 8th. I'm David Sparks, and we have learned that the immediate threat of the avian influenza outbreak that occurred in Tennessee and Wisconsin may have been contained. I talked with Idaho State Department of Agriculture veterinarian Dr. Deborah Lawrence.
What do you know about this avian influenza? Supposedly it broke out in Tennessee, and I'm hearing that it may be contained. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, they had one Tyson barn, and they depopulated 70,000 chickens. At the same time, there was some turkeys in Wisconsin. Same deal. They got rid of them all, and I listened to a conference call yesterday with all the big dogs from USDA and a bunch of producers and veterinary services people, and they've got hold orders on surrounding farms, and they're doing monitoring testing.
Are we at risk here in the Northwest?
No more than we have been all along. We're keeping our eyes peeled. Pretty much it depends on people keeping good biosecurity.
In related news and reported by AgriPulse.com, South Korea, a major poultry and egg importer, has closed its market to the U.S. in the wake of new detection of the highly contagious and highly pathogenic bird flu, according to U.S. and Korean officials. South Korea had no choice but to ban all U.S. poultry and eggs because the two governments have not finalized a regionalization deal that would lessen the impact of disease detections. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.